Once again, this is Chris Carter speaking with Willis Wilson, the Rice Owls men's basketball coach. Coach, talk about the bench and the young guys. Specifically, name, I guess, one or two players who you've seen this in the short time they've been here, their freshman or sophomore, progress thus far this season.
Well, a young guy in particular that's done, and I'd say two guys, one freshman, one sophomore, that are in the starting lineup. Patrick Britton has been a warrior. He has really surprised me with the level of intensity that he plays with. At 6'8½", 6'9", he's long and he's very athletic, but he's only about 210, 215 pounds, so he doesn't have the girth to play against some of the guys that he's playing against night in and night out. So he uses his intensity and his quickness to really dictate the game to his opponent. And that's been a really pleasant surprise for us. And he's been a difference maker, especially with the loss of Yamar Dean a year ago. And Yamar had the size to push and shove with guys. The other guy's been Lorenzo Williams. He's picked up the mantle at the point guard spot, and he's done a pretty good job. He's had some spells where he tends to acquiesce and let other guys take control of things, but I really think as he becomes more confident, he's going to become more vocal. He's becoming more and more consistent with each outing, and he's a guy that we're going to count on. We've got to find a way to keep him fresh over the course of the year, but I think he gets a lot of confidence, especially from some of the guys that he's had the opportunity to play with. Additionally, bench guys, Jamal Moore has been a guy that's just been a warrior. He comes and brings it every day in practice. He's a veteran guy, but I think he's a guy that we're going to have to get more minutes for. He did a nice job for us in terms of bringing energy and poise and excitement to the game, especially the most recent game against Louisiana Lafayette. Brock Gillespie, we all know, has been a starter in the past, and he's been able to provide us with offense off the bench. And that's a tough adjustment for a guy that started for the last couple years to be able to make a transition. Certainly hasn't affected his minutes, but it changes his approach a little bit, I think. And who knows, he may be a guy that before it's all said and done ends up back in the starting lineup. But he's done a really nice job for us off the bench. And then one more guy, Paulus Pekavicius, is a guy, the big Lithuanian, 6'9". He's about 230, 235 pounds. He's a guy that just has instincts. He has special instincts. He's got very good hands. He finishes around the basket. He has size. For a freshman, he's done a pretty good job for us in the spot time that he's gotten. And I think he's a guy that we're going to have to play a lot more. I really think that we have to be a team that can go 9 deep into the bench, and he's a candidate to fit into that mix, as is Greg Killings. Greg Killings didn't play as many minutes the other night against Louisiana Lafayette, but the minutes he was in there, he gave us some quality time. So I think we're going to have to incorporate both those guys into the rotation a little bit more, and it probably won't be as consistent as they like, but I think between the two we can find the depth and the minutes that we need on the front line.
In conclusion, is there anything you want to add or just discuss for the listeners and who may not know about Rice right this season?
Well, Chris, we've played some very exciting basketball, very interesting throughout. I don't expect things to change any. Most of the coaches in the league feel like that this is going to be as close a conference race as there's been. Having said that, we've got to win on the road, but most importantly, we've got to defend our home court. If we were able to do that in league play last year, we would have had a share of the conference title. We ended up losing our last home game of the season to Louisiana Lafayette, and simply what that means is we need the support of the local fans. We need more people to come out here in Archery Court and make this as challenging a place to play as a place like Tulsa or UTEP or Fresno, Hawaii. You go to all the venues in our league, and they boast big crowds, and I'd love to see nothing more than the local fans get on board and support this program at a much, much higher level and make a difference, number one, for a basketball program, but number two, I think the fans will find that this is a great, great opportunity to get out, enjoy quality college basketball, and see a potential All-American and maybe two pros in Jason McCreath and Michael Harris, and Michael Harris being the All-American candidate of the bunch.
Okay, thank you very much. This is Chris Gardner speaking with Willis Wilson this week, and we'll continue it throughout the Western Athletic Conference season.